Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Doctor, Doctor, Mr. MD, to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Oh, we're going to empower you. That's what we like to do on Herb Talk. So glad you've joined us here on American Voice Radio. We got a great show. Just a heads up, though, coming up on the 15th, Dr. Carly's going to be here. She's going to inform us about the flu, I'm sure. We're going to talk a little bit about the flu tonight. And also, I promised we would cover your liver, so we're going to cover liver issues. And if we get time, maybe we'll have time to cover depression, because a lot of people feel a little depressed, especially angry, maybe frustrated, you know, what's going on in the government and all that. So we'll try to hit all that tonight and empower you. And we do have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, want to point out the folks at Apothecary Herbs have a special. It's on their homepage at thepowerherbs.com. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll talk about that in a little bit, but you know what? You can qualify for free stuff. I'm talking some significant free stuff, like a power herb kit that's worth $190. So details are on the homepage, but we'll get to that in a little bit. But awesome, awesome offer. So power up. This is your opportunity. And with, well, let's talk about the wonderful people that we have in our men and women in armed services, our righteous men and women. We're going to big salute to them, big salute Semper Fi to our military that, you know, the good guys, right? We got some good guys. And I'm lifting up America, praying for America, praying for righteous leadership, praying for, you know, restoration of, well, what our founding fathers envisioned for this country, you know? Get rid of the crazy, the nut stuff. The nutty stuff is just, I think, driving us all kind of crazy. So we're going to need the Lord's help is the point. And so we got to seek his face and mind the time because it grows short. Now, if it's his will, he'll help. But it's our job to ask. So do not delay. Mind the time, it grows short. Well, without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, Frank, thank you. We got the CDCs in the news. We got an interesting development. Where is this? This is in Louisiana. Apparently, the Louisiana Water System, Department of Health, and hospitals, and the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have confirmed a presence of the Nalgiria fowleri amoeba, which is a amoeba that you do not want to have ever reach your brain because it just, you know, kills you. Apparently, it's usually in freshwater sources like lakes and rivers, but now it's in their water system. So they have begun a chlorine burn of their water system. It started yesterday, and they're going to continue for 60 days to get rid of this rare amoeba, which has already caused the death of a child this past August. It's been found in five locations in their North Louisiana water system. So they want to eliminate the exposure risk of the amoeba. Secretary of Health Department said that they're working on it. They say exposure to the amoeba has historically occurred when you swim in water where the amoeba is like fresh lakes and rivers, but you do not have a risk when you drink water that it's in. But when you take a shower or a bath, you don't want it to get up your nose, you know, or get in those mucous membranes where it can kind of travel to your brain and cause meningoencephalitis, which destroys the brain tissue, and it's fatal. So symptoms, if you are a victim of the amoeba, include headache, fever, nausea, vomiting, and a stiff neck. Most doctors look at it as a flu symptom, see? So later the symptoms go to, you know, confusion, loss of balance, seizures, hallucinations, and then coma and death. So they're cleaning up their water system. So their water system's going to, you know, taste like, you know, bleach, basically. What else is, last but not least, in the quack report, interesting development for drug-free testing. You know, when you go and apply for a job, you know, a lot of employers now require you to, you know, pee in a cup, basically. We want to see if you're a drug addict or if you're, you know, got some liabilities we don't know about just by talking to you at the office. So if you are drug-free, if you're a good person, you kind of, you know, clean living, that kind of thing, and you apply for a job, and you comply with the drug test, you could pass the test, but you could not be hired Some Americans are being denied jobs altogether or even fired because they have what is called healthy, clean urine, and it contains no drugs whatsoever, so they think you have something to hide. Isn't that bizarre and twisted? Oh, yeah. According to hospitals and employers, clean urine is too diluted. You know, you're drinking too much water, folks, you see. You're just too healthy. You don't have enough cardio drugs and aspirin products, pain relievers in your urine. So, you know, what's wrong with you is the question they're asking. Crazy. So healthy urine is always the result of a person trying to flush drugs out of the system is what they're saying. You know, it's illegal substances is what they're accusing you of. So you can pass the drug test with flying colors, but then you don't get hired. They think you're hiding some. Now, health professionals will instruct healthy job applicants to, if they want to get hired, poison themselves with phosphoric acid or caramel coloring to pass the drug test. So, or dehydrate yourself, they say, so you can pass this thing. So they say drink lots of sugary drinks, maybe throw in some aspartame, caffeine, then you'll pass the drug test is what they're telling people. I'm not telling you to do that, but, you know, if you got clean, clear urine, apparently you got something to hide. You're trying to flush out something. How about I just drink water and green tea? No, that's not the reason. Could be. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Oh, boy, we're going to talk about the flu, the European flu, actually. We're going to talk about, Magical Engineer Frank. He chimed in on this drug-free thing. With your drug testing and your too pure urine. He says, sounds like grounds for a lawsuit. Yeah, but, you know, then who wants a job when you got to go that far to get it, right? Just, you know, causes all kind of animosity. Well, let's talk about the European flu. Holiday season, as you know, is creeping up here. It'll be, I don't know, have you been in the store? I was in the hardware store Lowe's the other day. They had Christmas trees by the grills. All the Santa Claus, you know, the blow-up stuff that people put in their yards, all on display, all the wonderful ornaments, everything. I was like, oh, wait a minute. I had to check my calendar. I'm like, did I miss a month somewhere? Isn't this still October? Oh, well. Before you know it, people are going to be, like, you know, busy with the holiday seasons. They're going to go traveling to various locations. You know, get away or maybe visit family and friends, right? That's what I did last year. Went to St. Augustine. It was great. That was the gift, the trip. Didn't have to wrap anything. Didn't have to, you know, worry about having tape and wrapping and ribbons and all that stuff. So, but people are going to travel, right? Yeah, it's inevitable. Holidays make people, you know, get on planes. So influenza is going to be hitching a ride. Right there. Just about every airplane is going to be spreading some kind of pathogen, probably a contagious one. So the CDC, what was it? Wait a minute, before I go on, what was that show? Was it, 60 Minutes? One of those reportings, I can't remember the show exactly, but they were reporting on how clean is the airplane you're on. It was filthy. You know, you would think the lavatory would be the dirtiest part. It wasn't. Do you know what the dirtiest part of the airplane was? Anybody want to take a guess? Engineer? Magical engineer, have any suggestions, guesses? Before I reveal which was the dirtiest part of the airplane. Oh, he's writing. Oh, the galley. No. The dirtiest part of the airplane was the little instructional insert in the flap in the seat in front of you. You know, the back of that seat has a little pocket, and the stewardess will, you know, point to certain information in there, you know, in case of an emergency, destination, you know, what are some of the things you're going to see on arrival, you know, all that literature that's tucked in that pocket is disgusting. I mean, it's full of filth. They pulled out that information. They swabbed. They tested it. I mean, it had everything, including fecal matter on it. Sorry if you're eating, by the way. So, you know, I know you're all going to be sitting down on the plane, and you're going to say, Miss Wendy said, the dirtiest part of this plane is what's staring right in front of me there. I'm not touching it. There you go. It's not the fold-down tray. It's the literature in the pocket. It was crazy. But okay. So, germs are everywhere, right? Okay, so the CDC states that in the United States, as many as 200,000 will be hospitalized with the flu each year, and we can have as many as 50,000 deaths. That's if you believe the CDC. Now, according to MK Webb, the United Kingdom expects to have 27,000 people hospitalized with the flu. Now, as you know, the UK has that socialized medicine, and funds for healthcare come from their government. So the UK is trying to run their hospital system with a 13% staffing glut. Yeah, they're short-staffed. 13%! That's incredible. Oh, so, you know, why? I didn't get the reasons why. I can just assume, but I don't want to assume that it's because they don't pay them anything. But 13% glut. Now, how would you suppose they're going to cope if there's massive amounts of people, including hospital staff, which are vaccinated with the flu virus, and then they come down with the flu? I mean, they're already short 13%. Can you imagine? So how would America cope when under, you know, the full force of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare? Well, intelligent people understand that Obamacare is really designed to fail. It is. So where will that leave you? Well, we're going to talk about that. Let's first talk about our brothers across the pond, the British. Now, our British allies are under a similar attack as most industrialized countries are with aggressive inoculation programs. So the government-run health authorities are pressuring hospitals to vaccinate as many as they can, and this includes hospital staff. Now, I've already reported on American doctors and nurses and other health employees not volunteering to be vaccinated with the flu vaccine. And in the United States, hospital authorities are pressuring the medical staff to get vaccinated or be fired. So in the UK, the hospital authorities are threatening to take massive amounts of government funding away from the hospitals if they do not secure a 75% vaccination rate among their medical staff. So the usual flu vaccine rhetoric is being used to manipulate people to agree to be vaccinated. So the flu shots have not medically been proven to prevent or even cure the flu. Now, the UK hospitals will lose funding for the rest of this year and next year if they do not comply. So, does this threat sound familiar? Think about it. Government shutdown unless Obamacare is funded. Hospital shutdown unless, you know, you get your people vaccinated. Does this sound familiar? Well, let's talk about the morbidity issue for a moment. Did you know before the year 2000, flu shots were a mere suggestion? And even, and children were not even suggested to even get the flu shot. Kids were not even on the flu shot table, you know? Remember that? Well, now the flu shots are just short of mandatory for schools and many employers. So if you work in the medical industry with patients, it is now required, if you want to stay employed, to get vaccinated with the flu shot. So more people die from drug interactions than they do from the flu. So why the change? Want to know why? Hey, magical engineer, want to take a guess? Want to know why the change, you know, from 13 years ago? Why the change? Well, I'll tell you why. Congress lifted the drug company's vaccine liability September 11th in 2001, and over 300 million Americans became a target for profit each flu season. So globally, the pharmaceutical industry sells $3.6 billion in flu vaccines, and the U.S. buys the biggest share. So that's what happened. So, you know, pharmaceutical companies really didn't push a lot of flu vaccine until, because they know it's not been tested. They know it doesn't cure a thing, doesn't prevent a thing, and it's not been tested, you know, against cancer. They know this. So when their liability was wiped away, they went for it. Let's sell the hell out of it. Excuse me. But, you know, it's pretty much what happened. Well, let's check the real numbers, okay? Because in 2005, a Harvard University graduate, Peter Doshi, PhD, he wrote an article that was published in the British Medical Journal titled, "Are U.S. Flu Death Figures More PR Than Science?" Great title. Now, to find out, Doshi used the U.S. Vital Statistics mortality data and the National Center for Health Statistics. So he analyzed over 100 years' worth of data, and he charted the numbers for influenza and pneumonia deaths. And he found out that from 1940 through 2010 were the most interesting numbers, okay? Doshi discovered that the highest mortality by flu was 21,047 deaths, which occurred in 1941. Highest death rate of all, period. 1941, all the way up to 2010. So flu rates were not on the rise in the 1900s. The first U.S. pneumonia vaccine was made in 1977. And the first flu vaccine was made in 2003. So it would appear that the statistical data that death by flu was on the decline, which is the opposite of what the CDC reported to the masses. Also, the CDC does not require the child mortality rates by flu to be reported. So because there has been so much real reporting on the failure rate of vaccines and the real statistics come into the forefront, guess what? The CDC is backpedaling. They're dropping the flu mortality rates to about 8.5% of the pneumonia deaths by which they consider flu-related, to 2.1% of the respiratory and circulatory deaths that are caused by influenza. So they're essentially saying that they do not know the exact number of deaths caused by flu, and can we make up the numbers to promote the flu vaccine products? Yeah. Talk about liability. Well, you know, our UK friends, they're just an ocean away, right? Right? The UK may seem far away, but what they're experiencing in healthcare will soon be our problem as well in the United States, unless Obamacare is dismantled and decommissioned. So government-run healthcare is going to dictate all kinds of requirements, such as mandatory screenings, which may include radiation, and toxic medications, perhaps, with some microchips to tell if you're actually taking the stuff. Now, if you're penalized for not having health care coverage, it's just a small step to add a few more pages to the 27,000-page Affordable Care Act and legalize a penalty for refusing treatment. Right? Right. So, and what about what we're hearing lately about life-saving versus life-taking? The landscape of our healthcare profession is changing dramatically and very quickly, and there are fewer patient rights now than there were 10 years ago. So the Affordable Care Act removes the term patient and replaces it with the term unit. You're not a person, you're a unit. You're a commodity. So there is concern the doctors of today will take more lives than they are to save. So remember, what is across the pond eventually winds up in the United States. So the European community is taking steps now to protect physicians who do not want to kill with a new law called the Right to Conscientious Objection in Lawful Medical Care. Now, why in the world would you have to have that? Right? There's a reason. The socialized healthcare system promotes death. you know, depopulation. And so that's the reason why the people of Europe are having to push through laws that say, you know, if a doctor feels morally obligated to save a person's life and doesn't feel comfortable euthanizing him or her, then he needs or she needs protection. So the governor of California, I don't know if you just heard about this week, he just signed into law that you don't need a doctor to perform a legal abortion. You know, just a midwife or a nurse will do. Yeah, just this week. So this is where we are, folks. This is where we are. The reality is you and I have to be super proactive when it comes to our health. Lifelong immunity occurs when our natural God-given immune system works to destroy contagious pathogens. Drugs steal that from you, leaving you with lifelong susceptibility, the opposite of what God intended. So power up your immune system. That's my message to you. Power up your immune system with herbs God designed to do that. So if you want, call the experts in immune boosting and organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs for organic herbal products that will strengthen your immune system, not suppress it. You can call toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's toll-free at 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., their number is 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. Or you can go online to their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. That's right. You want to ask about their Power Up special? It's a free offer on how you can qualify for a free 4-ounce bottle of their immune-boosting astragalus root. Now, that's worth $67. You can get it free with a purchase. You get the more details on the homepage. Also, you can also qualify for a free Power Herb kit, which is worth $190. So details, go to the homepage and Power Up. You will qualify for those items when you purchase. For the astragalus root, it's a male or female organ cleansing package. Or if you want the Power Herb kit, you qualify when you stock up on their natural medicine package or their year supply of herbal medicine. So the details and the discount codes are on the homepage. Or if you don't have the access to the web, you can simply call and ask about it and or get a free product catalog. Toll-free number is 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And if you're on the website, don't forget to sign up for the free online newsletters that go out each week. And you can also receive different discounts and specials that the folks at Apothecary Herbs are offering. And you can save and get great information at the same time. Because, you know, when you're proactive, it is a learning curve. You know, you may not know today what you can do, but you get some of this information and some really good tools, organic tools to use, you're more powerful than you think. That's right. That is exactly it. Okay, so we're going to be talking about the liver. I know we're going to take a break here in a minute, but we're going to be talking about the liver, and we may have time to cover our, you know, depression. If you're a little depressed, there's some things you can do about that without having to go to drugs. Oh, please don't do that. There's some natural, wonderful herbs that God's provided to lift our mood, to make us feel more in control, happier, cope with the problem. Don't hide from it. Just, you know, cope with it. Get the job done. And there's herbs that help us focus and do that. Yep. Not feel so anxious. I think the anxiety is the worst. People just really freeze, kind of feel frozen or paralyzed when they get anxious. So there's herbs that can deal with that too. So we're going to talk about that. And your liver, how you can protect it. It's one of those real important organs that help control cholesterol, hormones, helps the pancreas with sugar, sucrose, detoxifies your system from dangerous pathogens like pharmaceutical drugs, all kinds of stuff. So the liver is real important, so we're going to learn how we can give it some TLC when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Double 007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Down into the walk with the sister of the moon, with a pale light to fill up the room.
And we're going to talk about liver. Yes, yes, liver. I've talked about it many times before, but it's, you know, probably good to go over some of this stuff again because, you know, if we don't live well, I mean healthy, if we kind of abuse alcohol and tobacco and the wrong kind of foods, you know, our liver, you know, would probably serve us with a divorce decree, seriously. So our liver is pretty much the shock absorber of your internal organs. It absorbs a lot of shock, okay? And happens when your shocks go out on your car. You're feeling every bump, and it's not a pleasant ride. So if you don't take care of the liver, you're going to feel more than just a few bumps. You're going to not like the ride at all. So with a healthy liver, you know, life's more enjoyable. With a sick liver, you encounter, you know, the fourth leading cause of death, basically. It's interesting that the root word live is in the word liver. So you want to make sure you take care of your liver. If you're not sure how to do that, we're going to talk about that a little bit. Here's some facts. There are about 500,000 new cases of liver disease diagnosed each year in the United States. And your liver is one of the largest organs. And when it's sick, it accounts for about 10% of the deaths in the United States. So why should you look out for your liver and do everything in your power to protect it? Well, your liver has to perform major functions. Without a healthy liver, your body can't digest and absorb nutrition from your food. Without nutrition, your body can't repair anything. So it's like having a car dealership without a mechanic, if you get the idea. So without a healthy liver, your body can't dump what it does not need. It's like having a sanitation crew that's on strike. Without a healthy liver, your body can't regulate fats or assist the pancreas in processing sugar. So think Pillsbury Doughboy in a sugar coma, okay? And without a healthy liver, your body can't regulate hormones in the blood system adequately, no matter how much pornography you're exposed to. And your prostate and fertility problems are going to be the result. So without a healthy liver, you're going to suffer from an energy crisis. Did you know that? Yeah, the men in the Bible, in the biblical times, they were healthier and they could do more physically than we could do today. Without machines and technology, you know, we'd be more than up the stream without a paddle compared to our ancestors. So we'd be pretty much over the waterfall in a barrel. We could even compete with our ancestors of ancient times. Now, personally, I was born in the 60s, and one of my favorite movies that came out around that time was the original Parent Trap. It starred Haley Mills, Maureen O'Hara, and Brian Keith. Have you seen that one? They made a remake back in, what, the 90s, but this was the original one. And if you see the movie, if you ever pull it up on Netflix or if you have it in your library, you'll notice that the men and women in this movie, in the era in which it was made, you don't see obesity. I mean, even if you see old World War II newsreels of them celebrating at the declaration that the war was over, you'll notice there's no obesity in the, there's no obese people in those clips either. Now, people didn't have McDonald's back then. They had diners where you got usually, you know, almost like a home-cooked meal. So there wasn't all this processed food back then. So people were not overweight and obese. They didn't have the massive junk food, the processed fast foods in their diet, and they were trim, sleek looking, had lines, you know. No muffin tops. Seriously, you won't find one. So let's talk about this liver being a shock absorber. Think of your liver as the shock absorber. On your car or truck, the shocks buffer blows that your vehicle endures on the road. And that's exactly what your liver attempts to do inside your body. So when you eat a sugary donut, okay, just think of that white, fluffy donut, right? You go to Donut King or wherever you go on Sunday, you know, to treat yourself. Well, think of this donut. And what is she going to say next, right? Okay, so you have the sugary donut, And what the liver does is it buffers the shock that the system has from the sugar, from the fat, from the carbohydrates, and it converts it all as best as possible to some sort of usable fuel for the body, and while it eliminates the naughty substances as fast as possible. So while you're stuffing yourself with your supersized fast food meal, your liver is busy extracting the nutrients, minerals, and amino acids that's in the food, and may have, for your body to use to function on if there's enough of it there. It's also filtering out bacteria from the blood, along with any harmful chemicals you happen to digest, or, you know, if you're on a pharmaceutical drug, that too. But that's not all that your liver does. Your liver is also going to store some extra blood that the body may need in a hurry, as well as maintaining proper fluid balance for the electrolytes and the water within your system. Okay? So, in its spare time, the liver will create immune substances. They're called gamma globulins. And it makes sure that the excess hormones that are in your blood system are taken care of to avoid prostate and uterine diseases. So these are some of the functions the liver which performs for you. And there may be more. Science may discover more later down the road that the liver does, but these are the major ones that we know of. So the liver is real important if you want to live well. Now, liver stress factors, let's look at some of the things that stress your liver. Recreational drugs, pharmaceutical drugs, alcohol, sugar, fatty foods, excessive hormones like adrenaline. Are you an adrenaline junkie? Do you bungee jump and skydive? You are putting a stress on the adrenal cortex, your adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidney, and your liver. That's right. It can also lead to emotional imbalance, like depression, anger, immune system imbalances as well. Okay? So you want to help your liver live, okay? Our organs are designed to regenerate, especially the liver. When you remove organs, like, let's say, the gallbladder, which is right next to the liver, they work in tandem together. So when you remove the gallbladder, it puts a little extra burden on your other organs designed to filter toxins like the liver. So removing the gallbladder inhibits some of your immune system function. And now if I had an ill gallbladder, I would do a liver cleanse and a gallbladder cleanse to flush them both. And I probably do it several times a week if I was sick with a gallbladder disease. And if you're not ill, you should, I would at least do a cleanse once or twice a year just to keep things running smoothly. So the herbs that I would use to help cleanse and regenerate the liver is milk thistle. And I'd also use barberry bark for the gallbladder. So it's real easy to learn how to cleanse these organs. It's not going to, you know, mess you up, make you stay home, take a sick day or anything. You can do all these cleanses and still carry on your normal routine. See, this, if you do cleanses properly, they're gentle and effective. So, and you want to remember, when it comes to the pharmaceutical stuff, the liver has to neutralize those toxins with an enzyme called P450. And so the liver manufactures P450, and when you take pharmaceutical drugs, it neutralizes the deadly toxins from that drug so you don't die. Okay. So if you take too many pharmaceutical drugs, or if you drink too much or smoke too much, eventually the liver can't keep up manufacturing enough P450 for you. And this is where, you know, the liver's jobs start to fail. The liver may not help the pancreas with the sugar issue. The liver may not be able to protect the prostate or the uterus from an imbalance of hormones. So, you know, the list, you know, is pretty long. So it'll start dropping jobs, limping along, sick. Fatty livers are a big one, too. I mean, coroners will tell you, you know, a majority of people these days have fatty livers. basically because of lifestyle, diet. Well, let's talk about how you can flush the liver and the gallbladder at the same time. These two organs work in tandem, and an opportune moment to cleanse them is when you're sleeping. So this is pretty easy. See, what you do is you can use your milk thistle and barberry along with a little olive oil and some really tart citrus. And in the evening after dinner, you can take these products, and the citrus will stimulate them to purge more toxins. So at night, they normally purge their toxins, like they have a bowel movement, if you will, while you're sleeping. And the impurities will go from the liver to the gallbladder to the duodenum to the bowel and urinary, so they can leave the body when you go to the bathroom. So when you do your flush, timing's important. So you'll do these herbal products after dinner, before you go to bed, in between there, and then the citrus is going to stimulate the organs to purge and hold open the sphincter valve on the gallbladder. And then the olive oil will help, if you have any stones, for them to slide out through the valve without getting stuck. And if you have gallstones, you'll see them when you have a bowel movement. You'll see them. That's how they're eliminated. So that's what I would do if I had gallstones, if my liver needed a little TLC. And you can use milk thistle in just about any time, okay? If you have hepatitis. If I had hepatitis, I would use milk thistle pretty regularly. It has an antioxidant called silymarin, and it helps the liver regenerate and replace sick cells with healthy new ones. So, yeah, I'd be hitting that milk thistle. So if you'd like some milk thistle and barberry and some other organ cleansing and educational information on how to use them properly, then check it out at thepowerherbs.com or simply give those folks a call. They'll send you a free product catalog. The toll-free number is 866-229-3663. Of course, you can visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. They got a healthy guidelines section, which kind of gives you a synopsis of how to cleanse. It's really short and sweet and to the point, you know, like, you know, sound bites. And that will give you an idea of why you cleanse and how you cleanse and why you should cleanse in this order and so forth. So, of course, if you want to, if you don't have access to that, you can definitely call them and ask, and they'll share that with you. 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. All right, we got a few minutes, so we're going to talk about depression. You can seek a natural reversal of depression. It's understandable why people kind of feel gloomy these days. A lot going on, hard to keep up even. Things just kind of roll along, and next thing you know, one shocking news report after another. It's a wonder. You know, a lot of people are anxious. They're having panic attacks. They have been diagnosed with clinical depression. Now, the definition of mental depression is a condition marked by emotions of hopelessness, self-doubt, being lethargic or sorrowful, despondent, discouraged, and even feelings of desperation. Now, depression affects all aspects of our health. It affects our sleep, our mood, our relationships, our work productivity, our problem-solving ability. So with all the medical tests and clinical trials, depression is still not really fully understood. So depression can be, well, it can be dealt with, but it can't be wished away. So you can't ignore it or cover it up with drugs or alcohol. So people that suffer with depression have difficulty pulling themselves together and keeping a stiff upper lip, as the British would say. So they can't really fake it. They may for a time, but then, you know, things will just fall apart. And this is what a lot of people have been known to call a breakdown. You know, they just have a breakdown. Now, modern medicine is reporting that people are becoming depressed at earlier ages, teenagers, young adults. So we've got a real problem in America. We hear lots of reports of suicide. And then there's the question of a lot of these antidepressant drugs causing these problems. So well, let's look at some of the general symptoms. Classic depression, you're going to have a loss of interest in activities that once gave you joy. So you'll have a disinterest in maybe eating your favorite foods at your favorite restaurant, or you'll have a disinterest in, you know, sexual relations with your spouse, or you'll lack interest in your appearance. You may even have a loss of appetite and a weight loss, or you may have overeating issues and a weight gain. Now, other symptoms, you may have social withdrawal where you just don't want to be around people. You may have low energy and fatigue. Obviously, sleep disturbances or insomnia or even oversleeping can be a part of the mix, and difficulty concentrating and making decisions. Memory problems and restlessness and irritability also going to be in there. So a depressed individual also has a depressed immune system, okay, and can have frequent headaches, colds and flu, infections, digestive problems, chronic pain as well. So you can see the risk factor here of going to the doctor, and they can just load you up with drugs for all that, which isn't going to cure nothing. Just, you know, kind of reduces the symptoms a bit. Doesn't get at the cause, though. Now, depressed people usually don't respond well to change. If there's a significant change, like in their workplace or in their relationship, this can have a devastating effect on them. They also, you want to be careful, though, if people start having what is called a blunted effect or a flat look to their face. This is really serious, okay? If someone has that flat look to their face, a deadpan look, like, you know, no expression, a blank look, almost like, you know, like they're in a stupor almost. This means a person is suffering what the medical community calls flat or blunted effect. This person may force a smile, a strained-looking smile, maybe because their face is kind of distorted, that smile's going to look creepy, okay? So their grin or their smile is going to be not natural. But they know it's appropriate maybe to smile if someone tells a joke, but emotionally, they're not getting it. It's almost like they're like a mannequin-like expression. It's kind of weird. They know it's appropriate to show emotion, and when they do show it, it's kind of forced or, you know, almost like robotic. So a person with a flat effect needs help desperately, and unfortunately, the chemical lobotomy medicine prescribes is not going to get rid of this. Okay, so you're going to have to find a talented person to give therapy for that person with the flattened, blunted effect. I don't have all the time in the world to go into all of the types of depressions. There's several. We can get into some psychotic states as well. Narcissistic personality disorder. I mean, there's lots of things here that can morph from depression, manic depression. There's a lot of layers to the onion, if you will. But you can reverse this. So let's get to a reversal here. Basically, there's a combination of therapies that I know that works really well. But for the most part, cleansing the bowel is going to be major. Okay. A lot of folks that have depression have a buildup of toxins, and they have a colon or a bowel that's filled with toxins in the colon tissue, and it's just affecting their mind. It is. It's affecting their emotions. So all the Prozac and the Valium and the benzodiazepine, it's not gonna do anything. And all these drugs do is slow bowel function as well. They really do. So you want to get those toxins out of the body as quickly as possible, and you would be amazed how clear they think, how level-headed they become, and their mood lifts when you get toxins out of the system. See, the body reacts to toxicity in many, many different ways, and depression is just one of them. So let's talk about some herbs for depression. A lot of people mentioned St. John's wort. In the 1980s, researchers reported that St. John's wort exhibited potent antidepressant action that was comparable to the pharmaceutical drugs. The British Medical Journal reported a 55% success rate for treating depression with this St. John's wort. In 1999, a study by the University of Hawaii School of Medicine confirmed a previous German study that St. John's wort reported 71% success rate, but without any side effects. So the Hawaii study said St. John's wort was as effective at treating depression as the pharmaceutical tricyclics. That's really impressive. And a British study recommended using the herb for the seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, you know, when the days get shorter, people, you know, their mood gets a little gloomy. What I also tell folks that I would do if I was them is get those full spectrum light bulbs and put them in your house, in your office workspace. It just lifts your mood. It's just more like sunlight, natural sunlight, and it just lifts your mood. Now, you shouldn't expect St. John's wort to work miracles overnight. All the studies suggest that you'd have to give it 2 to 3 weeks to start really showing improvement. The New York Times reported back in 1996 that the herb St. John's wort outsells Prozac 4-1 in Germany. What do the Germans know that we don't, right? Valerian root is also another one. American colonist Samuel Thompson used valerian root as a nervine herb and as a tranquilizer, but it doesn't sedate you. It just calms the central nervous system, takes the tension off. It doesn't sedate you like drugs will. Okay, so you can, you know, still operate machinery, drive a car, and that kind of thing. Scientists discovered valerian root does contain some compounds which have sedative-like properties, but they don't put you to sleep or knock you out. This explains why valerian root is effective as a sleep aid or for those who have insomnia. So people with sleep problems prefer using valerian root because they fell asleep faster and more naturally, they rested longer, and awoke more refreshed without side effects. And the reason valerian root does that, it has natural calcium in it. And when you look at calcium, our body needs the proper mineral uptake of boron and magnesium to go with it so that it's in the bones, it's in the tissue, it's in the bloodstream, and it also calms the central nervous system. So it's two parts calcium, one part boron, one part magnesium, and it's in the valerian root, and this is why people that want to sleep better use valerian root. German researchers also found valerian root was much milder and safer than to use as other sedatives are. So compared to sleep drugs, valerian root offered no withdrawal effects and was not magnified like drugs are when you mix it with alcohol. So you might want to try that, and they're both available at the powerherbs.com website. I gotta go. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical doctor if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.